The following podcast is not relating to my teachings and work at Del Cid Medical Center and is for entertainment purposes only.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Life of Flow podcast.
Do we know what episode number it is?
5,000.
I was just wondering.
I don't know. We've recently completed a year of recordings. So, yeah.
No way.
So more than like probably 50-something. And today we have Julian Bonet Cuello, and Julian is a very good friend and the founder of Primal Wellness Fitness.
Primal Holistic Wellness Fitness.
Sorry, I forgot the holistic.
Boricua.
Yeah.
We're
going to eat a lot of our
no,
R's today.
R's, that's the show. That's all L's. They are L's.
And Julian's going to talk about fitness mindset and how to get some of that in lifestyles.
He's such a like fun, cool dude. It seems I would like love to have him. Like,
Julian's great. Julian's like the most intense.
He's like the guy that just like would just inject you. Like even on a day where you're like dead.
He sends me voice texts and like, okay, fuck, I'll wake up at 5 and work out.
Como, hola mi brother. I can't wait to listen to some of those. But anyway,
hope you guys enjoy and vamos.
Two vascular surgeons walk into a bar and come out with a podcast. We are talking everything vascular and not. Welcome to the Life of Flow podcast.
All right, everyone. Welcome. Julian, ¿cómo estás? How are you?
I'm very good, Lucas. Very good to hear from you, my friend, and to see you here.
Yeah. Today it's like I invited all my friends to this recording session.
It just has felt that way.
Yeah. So Julian,
you know, like we switch it up. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like 5 people that only I know, and then all of a sudden you just come up with a bunch of people that I've never met. And
yeah.
It's cool to hear that. It's cool to hear it.
Yeah. So Julian and I have been friends. Julian, how long, man? I don't even know. But we grew up together. Julian and I went to school together. How long?
I want to say the beginning of first year of high school, but I don't remember if you and I played basketball before that in the Dorado. You know, in the town.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, in a little town. Yeah, in a little municipal team. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, those
even
were
though
days.
We study, we really start connecting in high, but we know each other for a little while.
Yeah. So Julian is an amazing individual. Julian has probably a ton of stories to say, to tell. But right now, you know, he was always like the fuck. Yeah. One of the big part of his life is that he was always like the star athlete. This guy could fucking do absolutely everything. Jump the highest, fucking like play, you know, it was amazing. And it made me feel like very like, fuck man, I need to like get on it. But now, you know, it's really amazing to have so many good friends and people that are doing amazing things. And Julian has grown in depth incredibly, and he's been doing it for a while, like personal fitness, mindfulness, coaching, I would say. I don't know. You can correct me, Julian.
That sounds pretty accurate. That sounds,
you know, for
sounds part, accurate.
Yeah. Part of my routine has always been some kind of physical exercise to deal with stress and deal with, you know, the demands of surgery. And, you know, we were talking and Julian's put it, you know, has a new program up online and stuff. And we were talking about it. So I've started working with him. It's been amazing. We've done like a week together. But I said, hey, man, how about we come, you come into the podcast and we talk about how exercise and fitness and health and mindset kind of all come together for you to kind of handle daily life. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. How all those things come together and how Julian kind of helps optimize that and drive people that are really busy, that have a lot of things going on to take a little time, dedicate to themselves, to their body, to their mind, and optimize. So, yeah.
You want to maybe give us a little bit of the human side of Julian and how you get, how's Aboricua make it all the way up to the North Carolina mountains like that? That sounds like a
that's an interesting story.
Journey. Yeah. I don't know if you want to go into that today, but I'd love to know how that happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can start from that if you want to right away. But yeah, it's pretty much, you know, love takes you to places. Basically, my wife is from here. So 3 years ago, we fall in love. And even though I say that I will never leave the ocean, and I actually said that to a friend 2 weeks before I met my wife. I say, I will never leave the ocean. And then 2 weeks after, dude, like, I was hooked already. And without knowing it, I ended up here in the mountains. So I'm learning to be a mountaineer. And man, it's amazing. It's just like the contrast of being here, because we go to in winters we go to Puerto Rico for 3 months every winter, but the contrast between the ocean and the mountains is like it's incredible, man. It's like, I don't know, you feel like something is changing in you while you are deep in the mountains, because we are in the forest. I don't know if you can see behind me, we are the last house in the tip of the mountain, nothing around us. And so, but it's amazing.
I can actually hear the crickets.
Yeah, you can hear the crickets
in the background.
Yeah, yeah, we don't even. If you come here to sleep in this area, maybe you won't be able to sleep. At this point, I don't even hear them any longer. It's kind of like they, you know, I just adapt to their environment,
just,
you know.
Fade.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's a great thing, man. It's a lot of stories, as Lucas was mentioning before, and that ended up taking me to this part of my life where, like, I finally, after the years, was able to connect the dots in terms of, like, what kind of tools.
Do I also hear crickets and babies?
Yes. That's another... probably the greatest new thing that has happened to me in the last year and a half. I have a son, which, by the way, his name is Lucas. Lucas, I didn't even think about this.
No.
Did you know that my son
way,
is Lucas?
No way, dude. Wait. You have a 1 year and a half Lucas.
Yeah, this guy's son is named Lucas.
Mira. Cabron, I've got a 1.5-year-old kid, and his name is Lucas.
Are you guys like,
se llama Lucas.
Oh my God, brothers for like another? That's crazy.
He was born in February 7th.
Well, my Lucas.
When was your son born?
May 17th. Where?
This is crazy.
Where was he born?
This is really crazy.
So, your kid was born...
was February.
February 7th here in Houston. And that was probably...
Okay.
February, marzo, abril, mayo. So three months. He's 3 months older than your kid.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's amazing, dude. That's amazing, yeah. Lucas, was born here in this house, dude. He was born in this house in our top.
Really?
With a great team, midwives, us being prepared the whole process and super like into it. And dude, like I literally saw him just coming. I grabbed him under the water in my tub, like here, you know, and what? It's just like, I don't even know, have no words, as I'm probably sure that Miguel understand what I'm talking about. Super awesome.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm a father. Okay.
So how long ago did you decide that you were going to focus on this particular area in personal coaching, I guess?
Fitness.
Yeah, mindset. Man. Yeah. I don't even know. People name it however they want, but it's just putting things together, tools to be able to help people to be in themselves, in their fitness, you know, to honoring themselves, providing to them the most important things, you know. And so I never thought that I was going to be in this space. You know, it seems like it's like my purpose, like this is what I want to be doing for real. Not what I thought I was going to be doing 15 years ago. But basically, yeah, it's going to be like 18 years since I've been as a personal trainer, a massage therapist, and body worker. And I've been learning different things in the wellness and fitness world industry through the years, through those like 18 years. And right now I feel like I'm in a space where like I really like the tools that I have put together in order to like help individuals, especially busy individuals in high demand, which is like, if you think about it, a lot of people in this world, you know, with the type of lifestyle that we live these days, you know, where time is clicking all the time.
So, Julian, we have a long list of followers that are very much fitting this profile that you are alluding to. And I would probably venture to say that most of them don't have a physical routine of any sort. And I'm going to involve myself. I'm going to put myself in that. And I would say that most of us have, you know, a slur of excuses, because really there isn't any other way of putting it, but a slur of excuses, right? I mean, the kid is too tired. I wake up, I'm tired. I come to work. I come out of work, I'm fried. I want to go home. I want to rest. I want to just have maybe a glass of wine. Like the weekends, this kid's crazy. He's got plutonium as energy. and so I'm sure like me, there's a ton of other people that just have that. And so to those like me and others, like what's your elevator pitch here to say, you know, you're really, really wasting a really beautiful opportunity to do something? And how would you try to, I know this is probably not your job to convince me, because I feel ultimately I should be the one really engaged in trying to make myself be better and physically a little bit more in tuned with myself. But, you know, what to those of us out there that have sidelined each other for all these other reasons in life, would you try to sell us on the idea of why it's so important for us to just get our acts together and figure out a way to do this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Miguel. I want to say that's the question. And the first thing is the recognition. A lot of people don't know that they have that need that you're mentioning to get better in themselves, in their health, in their fitness. That's why I've often asked people, like, do you know how it is to feel with full energy? Do you understand what it is? And a lot of people, they don't have a good reference because they've never been in what it is that is the best space for themselves physiologically in their fitness, in their wellness. And so when I work with people, the first thing that I do is identify which ways I'm able to get to the heart of this person, so like the person can understand some of the weaknesses that I can see, that if we work with those weaknesses, we're able to feel normal. And which is having a lot of energy, you know, having good energy. So, commitment. Well, I think that it's very hard to be committed to something if you don't understand the reasons, because we like to, right? We like to work with the reason and to identify, like, we need to improve in this, or like to be able to differentiate the fact that feeling tired is not normal, you know, in for a healthy human. So something is going on. Oftentimes what I found is like, it's always when there's something going on, you know, like when someone has like, I have high blood pressure, or I became diabetic or pre-diabetic. Oftentimes I found that it's easy to work with this population because there's something going on. They have a reason how to start, and I need to start now because, you know, my health is suffering. Now, for people who are like fast all the time, living a super busy life, which is my niche, which is the people that I work with, it's identify that. It's identify that, hey, man, you have a need, or woman, and I just need to just start doing something, you know? And so the most important thing is the beginning, the start. Once we create the habit, then that's it. Once we create the habit, our bodies are going to telling us, going to give a really, really good feedback. Like, wow, like I feel great. I want to feel even greater. So I don't want to stop. That's it. It's like how to help someone to start. That's the beginning. And
two things, Julian, that I've noticed, because I go through these episodes, Ross, and I'm like very gung-ho. Mm-hmm. And I'm hitting the gym every day, and I'm like, I'm like biking and being Vinny. And then all of a sudden, yeah, I'm very mental. I'm very, very mental. And so if I'm like, you know, right now with this whole thing in the back, that's my company, it's been two super intense years of like high intellectual performance, and like, and that's really diverted my attention to that. And what I feel inevitably is my energy level goes down. Like my stamina to perform even, you know, intellectual activities, not physical only, obviously physical, sex, like you don't get really good at it. Mentally, you're kind of not great. But then the other one is also sleep. Like I feel my sleep patterns go to shit when I'm not doing any exercise. Like I wake up multiple times at night. This is one that's just happened now for like almost 2 months. There's like an alarm clock at 3 a.m. and I'm up. And I have no idea what to do to get myself. And I like go to the kitchen and I think I'm hungry, but I'm not really hungry. And I go back to bed. And I'm just there and I wiggle and I feel warm and I feel hot and I feel cold. Like I just can't console myself. And then at some point, 30, 45 minutes, I'm out. And then I make it to the next morning. But somehow I probably never get into like REM sleep. I never really get a really good sleep. And then I'm like that just hinders you. Like when your sleep cycles are off, it just piles. And I know the funny thing is I know the solution is to get back into that routine, but it's just so hard. But isn't it really, do you feel that's some of the frequent things that you find? Sleep patterns, tiredness, intellectual, like mind fog. And it's just that you're just not balancing your body with that physical activity that you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you have great points with that. Most of the people can describe the relationship that they have with exercise and lifestyle, healthy habits in the same way. And we go to the same thing. So you were mentioning about your company. And I'm sure there's other things that we can mention that will occupy most of our time, right?
Quick break coming up. Stay with us for something to add more flow to your life.
Hey guys, this is Miguel and Lucas, and we wanted to talk to you about a super interesting project.
Name of this project is Amputation Nation. It's going to be a 6-part documentary series, and we definitely want you to look at it, watch it, digest it, support it.
Yeah, so visit amputationnationthemovie.org
to support and give love to these people that are doing a great job.
Without a doubt, we're underdiagnosing peripheral arterial disease. It has not gotten the attention that it should.
Every 4 minutes, there is an amputation in this country due to PAD and diabetes. We also know that 85% of these amputations are preventable.
There is good care available here. Closed minds are what we have to get rid of.
Thank you for staying with us. Now let's get back to the show.
Now, one thing, one analogy that I like to work or talk to people is like this idea of, okay, every day that I wake up, a lot of people that thought that they would wake up, they didn't around the world. And so I go to this analogy because to me, it's like, yes, we don't think about the fact that we don't have a guarantee of tomorrow, right? We all might be able to agree with that because people die every day, right? And why this is relevant? So every day is an opportunity to feel the best in me, you know? It's an opportunity to not just like be Miguel giving 70% to your people or your things. We all know, or we can agree perhaps, that Miguel Ram, you see you as an example because we're using your example, but Miguel Fit.
It's okay, man. I'm a slob. You can keep at it. I'm a slob. I need a wake up call.
Right? This is perfect. I love this spontaneous like this. So Miguel Fit, I guarantee you that we'll perform way better and we'll give the best of you to everything around you. Work, family, son, all of that. And to me, I just like, with the time, have recognized that, especially going through some moments in my life where like I wasn't in great health, and I wasn't able to enjoy of what it is of being like present and healthy every day, man, and performing and doing the things that you like and you love, your passions, you know, like, I went through a moment in my life where like I had I learned, right? I have so much perspective. And then from then on, man, everything changed. It was kind of like, I think that was my why. That was my reason after I went through like a back surgery, back injury that lasts for a couple of years and then keep me out of my game in multiple ways, like in my work, but being as an athlete that I practice different sports and like to be super active. And going through that process, then realizing, wow, like recovering and realizing, okay, I have another opportunity to perform or do the things that I like or in my life being the best version of myself. But now with perspective, what does that mean? I'm not waiting time. I'm not wasting time. You know, like every time for me that I can use my body, that I can be with my full energy and to me, it's like priceless, and I'm gonna make the most of it, and so that's my why. That's my reason. Everyone has their own reasons why they should create awareness into the importance of give to your body the right data or information, right? So like your body can perform in general. So yeah, you know, it's that's the first step. From there's no limit. You know, like I work with people that they didn't recognize the old version of themselves 6 months earlier, you know? Like, so huge changes from being in a space where, like, you have no energy to even think whether or not you should work out. Like, if that is, like, if that is a luxury, you know? Like, if that is something that it's a responsibility that we have to do every day. It's like we eat every day, right? Or most of the days. Now, that's not the only way to give our body what it needs to perform. That's one of them. One of the most important, actually.
How do you turn this? Yeah, how do you turn this into part of your life? So how do you turn the intermittent, like, okay, the feeling, okay, I need to work out? Because I go through this a lot too. I've been active most of my life, but I go through these spurts of high activity. Like this week we started working together and I've been very active, but I know that, you know, it drops off and it comes back. How do you make it consistent? How do you make it sustainable? Uh-huh. How do you make it part of your life, yes, like an indispensable part of your life and a habit that transforms you into kind of like the human that you want to be?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll tell you this, creating the habit. So the same way that we are training our body, right? We train our muscles. So we're going to train how to create habits. We're going to train for that. And so, and what does that mean? That means that when you develop that, then it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter if it's raining or if it's sunny or if you have a lot to do or if you don't have a lot to do. Like, it's non-negotiable. And it's not heavy, it's not a weight, because once you develop the habits, you train those habits, then you develop discipline. And therefore, you can be consistent. If that line is not there, then you're going to be what happened to most of the people, which is what? They get pumped. Let's go, you know, let's go. And then they perform for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, boom, back. Because of the strategy or the way to try to develop discipline. Now, what is that way? Or not that way, the way that I like to see it and train it and that I like to work with my people is performing every day a small task, very small, and talking about fitness. When I start with people who don't have no habits whatsoever at all, completely sedentary, what are we going to do? We're going to walk for a week for 5 minutes. For a week. That's the first week. The second week, 10 minutes. And then I will add one exercise. And some people, it takes weeks and weeks and weeks to be able to do a short workout. But guess what? They're doing something. You know, they're working. So I will say, man, is just start to doing every day something that it doesn't feel like it's heavy on your schedule. Or, you know, that there's no excuses. Just like Miguel mentioned before about excuses, no matter how we want to see them. It ended up being excuses, you know, objectively seeing it. That's what they are. So, how to create that relationship with you strong enough where you don't have to fight with yourself by the time to do it. You don't have to, like, I don't know if fight is the right way to see it, but you know, it's just like, you know that just like you eat, you're just going to do those 3 sets of 10 squats every day, you know, or whatever that is. And to be sustainable, which is another part of the question, that's where you manipulate the variables of the, for instance, if it's a workout, then how to make it sustainable. For someone like you guys that are busy, don't try to work out an hour. Don't try to work out an hour. 20 minutes solid every day, man. 20 minutes. I bet you guys have 20 minutes a day. Come on. For you. Right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that I guess in a way it's just short, like there's this preconceived notion that in order for a workout to be good, it has to be like you go to the gym, you change, you drive out of your way, you have a hard time finding. Here's what I hate about the whole thing. It's like, okay, you got to find parking, then you got to go in there, and then you got to like find the machines you like. And then they're all the bros on the machines and they all know each other because they're there all day. They don't do any shit and all day. And then you're just trying to like, you know, kind of fly around the situation. You're trying to do your thing. And you know, half of the time, I don't even know if like the technique's right or whatever. It's like, and then I make it out and I'm like, that was like so worthless. Like that was so worthless. And so I decided to buy a Tonal, which I thought was like, okay, now I don't have to fight the bros. It's going to be in my office. I'm going to do it all the time. Well, guess what? It looks beautiful on the wall.
It looks gorgeous. It's a work of art.
No. I just, I don't know. It's just that lack of accountability of, and I end up thinking that that's what you find in people like yourself, that yes, you're going to be a sort of like guide. You're going to be providing advice, but at the same time, you created this accountability partner that's going to be on top of you. That's saying like, hey, how did you do today? What happened? You know, oh, you're traveling. Oh, you know what? I looked, that hotel has a gym. Like, or honestly, nothing. You just do some squats in your room, right? Yeah. Like, it's the thought that you have to create such a production and this time suck when at the end of the day, it isn't. You can right. Do, is that what you're trying to say? Like that you can oversimplify this, that the name of the game is more habit and routine, even if it isn't necessarily something that's going to get your heart rate into the level 3 for this amount of time so that you burn these amount of calories, which by the way, I'm on the machine and the calories never even go up. Like I don't feel like I'm burning calories and I've been in this stupid machine 30 minutes, you know, like that sort of stuff. Does that resonate, Julian, like with what you have to deal with?
100%, brother. And, That's the difference between that's pretty much like the difference between me working with someone and someone just going online and looking exercise to put together a workout. It's the accountability. That's it. Because if you don't pay attention to all of the reasons of why not that you just mentioned, and you now find yourself that you're determined and you want to do it, you don't need me. Because someone who really are determined, what is going to do? Nowadays, with the accessibility to information, we can create a whole year program by ourselves, just going online and get educated about which exercise to do or not to put our thing together. But it's that accountability that coaches, mentors, friends can provide, you know, that like, hey, I know that there's a lot of reasons why you want to skate today. But what I'm saying is like, why not to explore ways to do it in a, to simplify it, like you just say, in a way that I can allow, that allows me to be able to be consistent. And that's why I was just mentioning to you about the forget about gyms, forget about even tools or, you know, fitness equipment. Even if you don't have a mat, it doesn't matter, you know, like, we're going to do a few exercises every day for 5 minutes. If we can do that, if we are able to put ourselves 3 minutes to do 20 jumping jacks every day, and we can do that and keep doing it and keep doing it, our body is going to ask us for more with the time. And then once you're in that stage, then you don't have to fight with your own, but you were saying, with that funk of like, oh my God, I don't have energy to even think about how to start, you know?
Correct.
But yeah, right. Simple, very simple. And one thing to start from there, you know, everyone develop habits in different, you know, different ways, you know, in different pace as well. But the most important thing is that you are doing it, you know, you are working in that. And like, no matter what we want to think, there's always 2 minutes even, you know, like, I give you an example. There's days that I'm so busy that I really can't do the workout that I program for myself, which I have every single day already programmed for the next 3 months, what I'm going to do every day. To me, that helped me to be accountable. It's already there. I don't have to think about it. I just check it out and see what we do. And there's days that I don't have time and I do 10 push-ups and I keep going with the day. And that's all what I did. I feel like if I did a whole workout of an hour in my mind, because I marked that the box, you know? And so that provides something good to my body. And wasting time, like you were mentioning, to go to the gym, all of this process to be able to get to the point of working out, for someone busy, if we can avoid all of that, how are we going to avoid that? Work out in your house, you know, start from there. There's coaches, amazing coaches that help you in that accountability, which is what I do. It's proven that people are getting results, even better results nowadays online with online coaching. So that's another resource. And it's available. So whether it's with the help of a coach, or...
Where are your clients? Are your clients are all online now? Is this current company that you're running essentially an online company? And maybe, if so, tell us a little bit of what the idea, what propelled you to start that? Was it the fact that you're now up in the mountains away from the ocean and away from humans? Got to figure out a way to connect with your clients that way? Is it part of like a need?
Yeah, that's, you just hit the nail, man. I tell you, that was the motivator, that like being here and then like, so when I got here, I start working with clients. I had to drive minimum. Everything here, wherever we are, like the closest that I can have a client is 30 minutes driving. You know, so I go to people's houses or I train in parks, a fitness center, everywhere. Doesn't matter. We go and get it done. But here, that was one of the things, the distances. And so I wanted to change all of that formula and to be able to help people. And so I always had them in the back of my mind, the online coaching, because I had seen how that industry was growing. And so I was like, wow, like, I think that started making a lot of sense. And then going to Puerto Rico every time that I was going to Puerto Rico, I feel like I was getting disconnected with my clients here when we were doing in-person training. So like all of that, those reasons, I was like, damn, Julian, like you just got to go online and learn how to do it. So I'm actually transitioning. I want to say I've been working like a year and a half online, something like that. But from zero to understand the industry, and it's like for the coach, it's more complex than what we think, because there's different systems that need to be put in place. But wow, now it's like I'm talking to, I feel like now I'm going to talk with Lucas more than what we ever have, you know, because we had that. So it's like voice calls, voicemails, Zoom, all of these elements, the fitness app, where you can see all these, all the videos of the exercises. So we create like a communication digitally through the platform, all the resources that we have. And it's like, wow, it makes you even feel closer to the person. So that was my main reason to do this, you know, just to make my work sustainable.
So do you use like an established platform for personal coaching that already exists? Or
he gave me like a full on schedule through a platform called CoachRx.
Okay.
But then we communicate daily through WhatsApp at the moment, because that's kind of like how we've communicated as friends for a long time.
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know if it's different for like your regular client, but like having a really good friend who I've had a relationship, like have a voice text for, you know, when I wake up and say, hey, get your fucking ass up.
Yeah.
Start waking out. You're like, you're like, fuck, man. If Julian, like, yes, he's going to be disappointed that I didn't do it.
So do you use CoachRx? Is that the platform that currently you believe is the most valuable to connect with your clients?
Well, I'll tell you this. I have zero affiliation with CoachRx. I pay them to use the platform. But it's a great platform, I have to say. And there's a bunch of different apps and platforms out there available, and they all great. I just happened to research that one, and I just connect with it. You know, I really like the features and the way that I was able to use it. And one of the things that I like most about it is to be able to, the clients has access to videos of each exercise. And so that is an element that it is a little bit difficult when it's remote, when it's online, because the clients want to make sure that they're looking the right form, the right alignment, and they're doing the exercise properly. You know, once they have a visual, then it gives them more confidence. So,
Julian, what's the best setup for, you know, our audience is vascular surgeon, cardiologist, interventional radiologist. They're busy. They get to the hospital at 7:30. We have a full people in industry. Same thing. They get up early. They have a full day. They're stressed out. There's lots of demands. When they get home, they're tired. They're exhausted. So for that person, you know, what step A, you know, 1, 2, 3, like, do you work out at home? Do you work at the gym? Do you work out in the morning? Do you work out in the afternoon? Nutrition. Do you eat, you know, at work? Do you take your food from home? What's the best, you know, kind of like overall answer for the majority of these people? What, in your opinion, what would you say? Home, gym, morning, afternoon, and then nutrition.
Yes. Yeah. So, basically, it all comes down to preparation, prep. Just to be able to set yourself for success in that way. And so what does that mean? How does that translate? Well, I will say, if you can wake up, a couple of things. First, identify the gaps of your time or your times of the day. Identify where you have 20 minutes that you can put together workouts on a daily basis so that you know already that in that when that time's gone, it's on, right? No matter what you're going to do later. Now, that's one thing. The other thing is, for someone with those with that description, you say, have in your house a set of a couple of fitness equipment, like a jump rope, a pair of kettlebells, a pair of dumbbells, a medicine ball, and stability ball, for instance. Just with that, even if you don't have nothing, it's okay, you know? But have a little, you know, your little gym together so that we can add variety, you know, to the workouts and actually work to, like, help you progress. Identify the time. You have your tools, right? Prep food. And the best way to do it is go simple, you know? Go simple. Do not try to decorate your food too much. That's my message. When I work with people, we try to work together to have a relationship with your food in a way where, like, you're not eating to just, like, seeking just flavors and whatever psycho-emotional comfort, whatever you want to call it, or all the other reasons, but more like starting to eat for, like, okay, what do I need to sustain myself and provide the nutrients that my body needs for my lifestyle and for my fitness regimen that I'm doing, okay? And to be fit, you know, to be in shape. So, like, when you are performing your VC, like, as a cardiologist, you are on it. You know, you're not, like, you know, tired than your patient. So simple. I'll tell you this. How do I prep my food in the VC life? I boil a bunch of eggs. I'm just going to give you an example. A bunch of boiled eggs, and I have them prepared. I have already food in different containers, right? Ready, that are simple. Boiled eggs, sweet potatoes, avocados, right? Sometimes, like, and most of my days, my lunch is eggs, avocado, 3 boiled eggs, 3 to 4 boiled eggs, half an avocado, and half a sweet potato. That's it. Right now, it's super convenient. I just put it together really fast. Dude, like, I don't even feel like I need digestion time because I don't feel like I'm having a crash. I don't feel my insulin level goes to, like, super high that I'm like, oh, at all. Like, I can keep performing and doing things. So, yeah, in summary, identify your time, have the tools that you need, all right? Prep food ahead of time. Make sure that before Monday, on Sunday, you already have, you already know what you're going to eat, at least for the first 3 days of the day. And that might sound for some people like, what? I don't even know what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight, you know? But like everything, you start little by little. And when you keep going and keep doing it, then you're not thinking about it. At some point that you're not thinking about it. You just have to retrain yourself. I don't know if that answer some of your questions.
You're going to have to change that. Yeah, that answers it. Miguel, you're going to have to change your Frappa Mocha Chino with...
Have you seen me have one?
I haven't, actually.
See, I No, well, Lucas uses shame, and it's a very powerful tool. And
is that always happening in all the podcasts, Miguel?
Yes, man. He's always trying to play like he's the better part of this podcast, and he has the healthier lifestyle. He's more balanced. He's more this and that. He's always blaming me for drinking Diet Coke or Coke Zero. He says that we gotta drink the real Mexican sugary Coke because it's better for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I'll stay with. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been great working with you so far, and I'm really curious to see how this is going to go. Yeah, give a quick plug in to your company, to your website, so anybody that's interested can reach out to you.
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, Instagram, you can just go and have access through Instagram, like Julian Bonet Cuello, or you can also go to coaching.primalholisticwellness.com. coaching.primalholisticwellness.com. You can find me there and in social media as well.
Cool.
I just got you.
Nice.
Julian, online fitness awesome. And wellness coach.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, man. Thank you so much, guys, for having me, man.
Yeah, I'll start working with him, and then we can shame Lucas. Once I get my six pack, we'll just
shame Lucas. Then you can shame me, yeah.
There you go. And I'll tell you, it can happen sooner. It can happen sooner than what we think, Miguel. That's for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
By the next recording, he'll be like, ripped.
Oh, I can't really see it. You know, I can't really see it.
You could see it. Well, I've got a really good bone structure for muscles, so it's just a matter of polishing it.
Is that what you tell yourself
every morning? Every morning, baby.
Do this in the mirror.
I look at myself and I'm like, God damn it, I could be so hot.
Anyway, you're gonna progress
Look at that eye candy.
Because basically, you're not up to confident. You're not lacking confidence. So it's just a matter of putting the time. We'll be there.
Oh yeah, confidence is not lacking at all.
I'm like, look at that diamond in the rough. Eye candy to come.
Ay, hula.
Bueno pues.
Gracias.
All right, guys.
Estamos.
Thank you very, very much. We will be in touch. And
Manu,
thank you to everybody following us. And we'll be in touch.
Two vascular surgeons walk into a bar and come out with a podcast. We are talking everything vascular and not. Welcome to the Life of Flow podcast.